A ridge of high pressure is working its way through the Northeast. It has been a partly sunny, very warm, and increasingly humid day across our area. Those dew point temperatures are moving up into the 60s in many spots. And as a reminder, as we work into the summer season, dew point becomes relevant because the dew point temperature tells us how humid it feels. Once the dew point reaches into the upper 60s, it feels very humid. And once dew point temperatures reach 70 or above, it feels tropical or oppressive. So we have this more humid air mass building in. We also have a few thunderstorms firing, mainly to our west. There is the chance for an isolated shower or storm during the late day hours. Storm chances will increase tonight with the approach of a warm front from the west. Some of the storms tonight could be on the strong side, with heavy downpours, frequent vivid lightning, also strong gusty winds, and large hail. Moving into the day tomorrow, that warm front will lift to the north. That will allow temperatures and humidity levels to increase. And then we'll have a cold front come in from the west as we work through the day. Now, with that cold front working on that warm and humid air mass, there is the potential for some additional showers and storms tomorrow. And once again, some of those storms could be on the strong side. Things will settle down by Thursday as the cold front works its way to our south, and that's going to open the door to some drier and cooler air to build in from Canada. So highs on Thursday will be in the 70s across the north and in the 80s from the capital region on south, but the dew point temperature will drop through the day, so it will turn less humid on Thursday. And by Thursday night into Friday, the air mass will be very comfortable with low levels of humidity, and highs on Friday are expected to be mainly in the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. The storms could be strong, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 78 to 84. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some storms could be strong, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. Storms could be strong, low in the middle to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, very warm and humid, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, storms could be strong, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, turning less humid, with highs in the 70s and 80s, and mostly sunny on Friday, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.